Again, we have our time of absolute philosopher. Can you imagine what the absolute philosopher thinks about? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, and all sorts of good stuff. And I thought about what a master would think about, what someone who was fully aware of what they're doing is thinking about. But think about it. Now, you are totally mixed up. You're a mixed up kid. You're a mixed up person. We all are. And our bodies are a combination of highbred and lowbred and middlebred and outbred, you know, in-laws and outlaws. And our bodies are really quite a mess. And our brains are not like our original purity and integrity. Our thinking system is not like our original purity and integrity. Our muscles in our body and our hands and our fingernails and everything about us is not like our original design. However, stop and think what happens to you every moment of your life. Alive, awake, asleep, and you notice I said alive. Alive, awake, asleep, or dead. It doesn't matter. You are giving birth to billions, trillions of stem cells throughout your body every moment of the day. Every moment of the day. Okay. Now, here is the amusing, amazing, and startling, and interesting thing. Here you have this mixed hybrid being you call yourself, and yet out of this mongrel self of you, of me, that exists, come stem cells which are undifferentiated, which have no direction to them, which are so, our original purity and integrity, so magnificent, so perfect. But where did they come from? Are they born out of our miserable old cells that are in our body, that are going to die, that are going to be sick, that are going to have problems? What's the story all about? Stop and think about it once. That's a tremendous concept. When you think that in your body, not just your 10,000 stem cells that science says is born in your brain every day, but throughout your body, because they're finding stem cells being born everywhere in our body. But if you could visualize this, and it's a silly visualization, but my fingers are the cells in your brain. And they're the old cells. They've been around for however long you've been around, 2 years, 5 years, 20 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000 years. And you've done a lot of things in that time. And you were a messed up mongrel when you came aboard. You had had many parents. You had had many fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins. All these who were generating DNA and a gene structure to your being. Okay, now, here you got this brain, see, with this 1 trillion stem cells, 1 trillion cells in the brain that are just living there and being there and acting as your brain, your liaison between your mind, or the universal mind, and your brain. And in the brain, see here, sticking, now watch, hop, 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 for 10,000 new ones every day. That's got to do a lot of popping, like popcorn, you know, popping out every moment. And they're just little tiny cells that are popping out and waiting to do whatever we want them to do. So here's our brain, and out of it are popping these original purity and integrity cells, our stem cells, the ideal cell, the purest cell that could ever be conceived of in the universe. And it's popping out. And it's popping out all the time. Now, why is it we consistently continue to feed these cells contrary ideas about ourselves? that we're less than perfect, that we're not our original purity and integrity, that we're not fantastic and glorious, you follow me? Why do we do that? Well, we do that because it's the easy road. We've been trained to do that, you know? And there goes the you-knows. Now, we want to be in charge of ourselves. We want to be in charge of our thinking, of our attitude. Everything that we do, every thought that goes through our mind, every concept that comes into our consciousness. Now, we've been watching the wonderful Bewitched movies with Samantha, and it's charming. And she wiggles her nose and thinks a thought and has a beautiful suit of clothing on, or she's off to Paris for lunch with her mother, or she's does whatever, and her daughter, Tabitha, you know, the little mouse, she's up in her room and she's bored, and she says, "Toy, come to me," and her toys come pile up in her bed. And her mother comes in and says, "How did all these toys get in your bed?" Well, she knows. Well, you see, that's bewitched. Now, you say, that's silly. No, it isn't. You just take a longer process to do the various things that she does. You think you'd like to have all the toys in the bed, and so then you create your mommy or your daddy or somebody coming in and putting the toys in your bed. Now, that seems to be the process that you're using to do it. You must have a job to earn a living. You must have a job to have money coming in. That's your process. Whereas you are independently wealthy, all the money in the universe, all the abundance, all the whatever is yours right now for you to use in any way you want. But no, you don't do that. You say, I've got to go by my job, I've got to go by my source of income that I'm aware of. And you see, in doing that, we tell our stem cells that we have no use for them. Hey, go the lazy boat. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Your spiritual song that the black people sang when they were down and out. It's kind of interesting. What do you sing when you're down and out? I ain't got no money, I ain't got no friends, I ain't got no, I ain't got no, I ain't got no. It isn't the same thing, maybe on a little more modern beat, you know. I ain't got any iPod, I haven't got any computer, I haven't got this. And isn't it interesting? And then the people who say, I have, are the people who have. Even though for the moment they appear like they don't have. They say they don't, they have, and they don't have, apparently, and then the next time you see them, there they have it, but you don't even think that they said they had it before when they didn't have it, and now they have it. You don't even think that there was a transition. You just think of them having it now because they have it, because you're such a pragmatist, and you think that everything that you think is fact, what you can see is what you get, you know, and that's life, if that's what you want. But in our brain, in our physical brain, that gray matter up there, that is loaded with cells. And out of each cell is oozed out a brand new stem cell. 10,000 of them every day. Now, what's so wonderful about 10,000? Now we know it. Now we know it. Now we can have a little more confidence in making the statement, I am independently wealthy, I am whole and perfect, I like me, I am divinely, I live in divine order, I am divine order, I am peace, I am wonderful. See, now we can say those things, because that's the truth. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready to enjoy that? Well, if you are, you have to stop saying, I ain't God. That has to be a thing of the past. Now, if I were to say to you, each one of you, okay, abracadabra, alakasham, it's now 2020. And 2020, and you say, well, how interesting, we're sitting around the same table here. You know? No, we aren't. We're sitting around quite a different table, because Heinz is serving dinner tonight. Each of you has the opportunity of choosing the dinner you want to serve. And so tonight it's Heinz's turn. And so Heinz says, my friends, and he puts on his funny white hat and his thing over his arm there, the napkin, and he stands there and he said, tonight we're having a very special dinner. And he snaps his finger. and the table is set with the most wonderful tablecloth, with the most wonderful cutlery and tableware and dishes and so forth, and it's glorious, beautiful. They are not pretend gold. They are real gold, solid gold, and everything is beautiful. And then Heinz says, all right, for the first course, we're going to have, we're going to have, name something, Heinz. Thank you, Heinz. Name something. You see, it's so difficult for him today to say something. Now, if this were 2020, he would poof right on the tip of his tongue. He'd know exactly what he's going to do. Okay, we're going to have patty de foie gras for our entree. So poof, there it is. Beautifully served. Just the amount that Ingeborg likes. Just the amount that Sylvia likes. Just the amount that every person likes. And it's not all the same, because different people like more hors d'oeuvre than they do with a regular meal. And so, there it is. And Heinz says, bon appetit, you know, enjoy yourself, you know. And so he sits down and enjoys it with us. He has a glass of wine. And serving wine is just another aspect of what Heinz is offering. And Ingeborg chooses wine that has no alcohol in it. And so her wine tastes exactly like the other wines, just as delicious, just as bouquet as any of the other wines, but without the alcohol. And Sylvia likes alcohol in her wine, and she likes it super, what do you call these? A shot of
brandy,
a shot of what Heinz's father is serving, you know, the schnapps, kirsch, yeah, the kirsch and the other things like that. Yeah, that's what she likes. And so Heinz serves that to her. And Sylvia looks at that and breathes it in and says, ah, that's so beautiful, Heinz. You really know how to touch my heart, you know, and on and around. And then after that's done, then everyone has finished. And they've put their napkin in their lap and they're waiting. And Heinz snaps his finger and the table is completely changed. There are a set of platinum dishes on the table, platinum knives and forks that are the most gorgeous, the lightest, like titanium. And they're so marvelous. And we all look at that and we say, Heinz, where did you get the design on that silverware? You know, where did you get that? Heinz says, well, it's just a little something I thought up the other night while I was going to sleep. I thought it looked kind of pretty, so I created that. You know. Wow. And so then what does he do? He serves a great and glorious salad. It is a large salad bowl that's 3 plates wide. And in the middle of the 3-plate wide salad bowl is a little bowl with salad in it. And just a little tiny bit of salad, and you think, my gosh, so little piece of salad, but oh, what a salad, and what a dressing it has. And you eat that, and you think, oh, that's just the right amount of salad. And again, Heinz snaps his finger. And this time, Heinz says, now be ready. I'm coming at you with two things right now. I'm coming at you with a golden goblet of golden fluid that is the most delicious drink you've ever had, and it is not filling in the slightest. And I'm serving you a bowl of soup. It is a bowl made of soup from the planet of unconditional love. It is the most delightful soup you've ever had in your life. And so we sit there, and we drink this goblet of
heavenly
nectar, and we're thinking to ourselves, wow. And we can't describe it. You can't. It has no description, but it's good. And then we eat the soup, and we say, Heinz, why are you giving us these tiny soup spoons? You know, it's smaller than a teaspoon. How come? Heinz says, question not, enjoy. And so we take a little teaspoon, less than a teaspoon of soup, and we put it in our mouth, and we sip. And we sip, and we sip, and the soup just sort of pours off the spoon into our mouth as though we've had a whole glassful. And then we sit back, and we start thinking about the soup that's going through our system, that's digesting in our system, and we say, wow, what a nice experience, what a great experience, ooh, what a taste, Heinz, what is this, you know? And Heinz doesn't bother to tell us. And then he goes on after course through 17 courses.
Oh,
and we are not at all filled. We are content, but not filled. And when the main course comes, Heinz says, all right, every one of you are completely clear of all the food you've eaten to this point. Your bodies have completely digested them, and it's all tucked away in their perfect form. Now you're ready for this treat. And so he serves the treat, and it is magnificent. It is absolutely magnificent. And when it's Heinz's turn to talk, ask him what he served you. Now, in this year of 2007, you wouldn't think about it. But in the year of 2010, 2020, 2030, magical things continually happen. And we continually use our mind more and more as the source of all things that we're experiencing. And that's what it's all about. Now, we look at the shows Bewitched and I love Jeannie and so forth, and we think to ourselves, gee, that's so amazing. That's really so amazing. And these things are only introductions to what we're doing. They're only introductions. And it's interesting, the Apollo project sent this spaceship out into space and it didn't want to come back. And so the man in charge of the program, he spoke to his staff and he says, all right, gentlemen, what do we do? Well, one guy spoke, he says, I know how to send it out. You guys had the task of bringing it back. I haven't given it any thought. And so they stopped looking to him. And so they looked to the guys who were supposed to bring it back. And they said, well, I don't know what to do. It is not cooperating. And so the Apollo man said, okay, then I will do it. And so he turned it around and sent it back home. And it came right where it should be. This is how it is. We have it on a video if you want to see it. And it's a fascinating little video. It's one of these that came with the computer. And it's so interesting, really amazing. When you start realizing that here are these scientists today, they can do this, and then bunk, their mind is shut. And then this other guy can do this, send it back, but his mind is shut, how to get it here. And then the general manager, his mind is open to everything. Well, then let's do this, bunk, you know. And they do it. And this is, I love Jeannie, you know. This is Bewitched. These are these things that are going on. These are the magical things that take place. And truly, they are magical things. But are you ready to enjoy it? And the answer is no. You are not ready to enjoy it because you don't believe in yourself. You don't say, yes, I can do it. Yes, it is done. You don't say, yes, I am God. You don't say, yes, I am the allness of the universe. You don't say, you say, oh, yes, I do. Yeah, but you say it in words, but you don't say it in heart. You don't say it in the very depth of your being. And that's a silly thing. So today, let's start saying it from the depth of our being. Let's start saying it from the magic of our soul. And let's realize that all these things that I talk about, they may sound like foolishness, but they're very real. And the planet of unconditional love is very real. And everything is very real. Atlantis, Mu, all those things were very real. And the things that the Indians do under the hallucinogenic drugs are very real. They just had to get the drugs into them to take away their lack of confidence in themselves. But if they can't do it without the drugs, it's like not doing it at all. But it just shows it can be done. That's the only point that you take value of from there. Just that it can be done. And you can do it. So think on these things. They're kind of fascinating. And next time the Border Patrol comes around, dogs start barking, we'll have to go after the Border Patrol and say, come up here. Now lay down on the table until we're done. I mean, that's what our dogs have to do. So we want to create my talks, if you find they're at all charming or interesting, create them undisturbed. Create them undisturbed by people, animals, weather, wind, rain, sun, like in Nigeria, when I gave the three-hour meditation on the opening evening, we talked about they hadn't had rain for a long time, they had a dry spell, and they were praying for rain. And I said, well, let it rain. And then we started our three-hour meditation, and just as we were got going in the three-hour meditation, you can hear it on the tape, boom, the sky opened up on the metal roof, and it was fantastic. Now, I guarantee you, not one of those people would blame me for that rain. They just said, oh, thank God, the rain is here. You know?
And,
huh? Oh, no, that's not the point. That's not the point, that if anybody did or, but the people didn't, because they think that it's just nature fulfilling itself rather than our speaking our word for whatever it is we wish. So learn to speak your word for whatever it is you wish, and watch how much fun it is and how exciting it is and how great it is. So have a happy evening and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.